Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you, everyone. I'd like to welcome you back to another segment here at God's Ordinary People Outreach Ministries Life Transparency Broadcast. I am so excited to be with you all one more time. There is a thought that the Lord has placed in my heart, and that thought is you cannot stay there. You've been there long enough. We have entered the gates of our heart. We have sat face to face with our issues. We have come to grips with things that we've done, things that people have done to us. And now God is saying, rise up and deliver yourself. It's time to shake the dust and get on up out of the situation that you're in. Get out of the slump. Get out of the mindset. Get out of the heart condition. Get out of the nervousness. Get out of the depression. Get out of the anxieties, the worries. Because if we don't get out, there is a possibility that we may die right there. God is calling us to live our best life. He says you can't stay there. You don't want your bones to rot there. You don't want your heart to dim there. You don't want your energy to be depleted there. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Future means moving, going forward. I was reading in the scriptures on today, the book of Deuteronomy. And I was reading Deuteronomy, the second chapter, and I kept hearing ringing in my heart, you can't stay here. You've been at the pit of this mountain long enough. Now, there, I'm going to give you 5 different versions. The NIV says, you have made your way around the hills, this hill country long enough. Now turn north. North is up. The ESV, you have been traveling this mountain long enough. Turn northward. The NASB, you have circled this mountain long enough. Now turn north. The King James Version, you have compassed this mountain long enough. Turn you northward. The HCSB, you have been traveling this hill country long enough. Turn north. It's time to come up. It's time to come up. It's time to come up. God is saying we can't stay here any longer. We cannot stay in this depression any longer. We cannot stay in our emotions of what has happened, our feelings of what has happened any longer. We have to make a conscious decision according to the word of God. Rise up and go up. Rise up and go up. Now, he said we've been circling. A circle is full circle. So we've been traveling around that same issue in our lives over and over and over and over again to the point God is like, okay, look, it's time for you to listen to me, hear my voice, and it's time to go up. I'm going to give you specific instructions, but you have to make the decision to obey and rise up. Verse 7 says, the Lord your God has blessed you in all the work of your hands. He has watched over you, your journey through this waste, through this vast wilderness. These 40 years, the Lord your God has been with you, and you have not lacked anything. Despite where you were, the hurt, the pain, the disappointment, the misunderstanding, God said you didn't lack anything because the Lord your God was with you. He watched over your journey around this mountain over and over and over. They said this to me. They did this to me. My heart been broke. I'm disappointed. I can't get past it. And God is telling you, I am telling you, you can get past it. It's time now, better than ever, to rise up and come out. The breaking of day has come. You don't have to sit at the pit of whatever the issue is in your life any longer. Choose to forgive. Choose to let go. Choose to believe that, God, if I let go, you're going to take my hand and you're going to lead me out of this wilderness, this journey that I've been on. He said we traveled around in circles. We didn't been through hills and vast wilderness, dry places in our lives. And then what happens is we come in contact with people that pacify. And then we come in contact with people that poke. We come in contact with people that have like issues. And what we do is we become co-joined with them, their issues and our issues. And what happens is the iron can't sharpen the iron this way. We can't grow and mature. I was having a conversation with a gentleman this morning. When you are a loner, when you have become introvert because of things people have done to you, people have petrified us so long to the degree that we only have our own thoughts. We talked about a few weeks back being in a room and bouncing off the four walls. And then someone else comes in the room, and now you're able to bounce things off of them, and you're able to receive from them, see something different, hear something different, change your mindset. So I said to this young man, from what I hear you saying, is you're antisociable. You choose not to be sociable. You choose not to have friends. Now, what's the underlying current there? What caused you from being the star football player in college, in high school, to all of a sudden you shut your life down? And there it was, the hurt, disappointment, the lies, the betrayal, people talking about them. Mm-hmm. Things that have paralyzed, locked, and isolated. And these are things that have happened in each one of our lives at some point. But here we are, March the 14th, the 15th, 2016. And the Lord is saying, you've been around this issue long enough. It's time to get up. It's time to wash your face. It's time to freshen up. It's time to step out into the light. He said, the Lord your God has blessed you in all the works of your hand. You've been successful. You've been blessed. You've been alive. You've been healed. You've been set free from a lot of things. But those things that have been dormant and rooted in your life, he said, I've been there for you. Now it's time for you to get up. Time to get up. It's sort of like you spend all these years in a prison, and then all of a sudden they say you can go free, and all you've ever known was being in prison, the prison of your mind, the prison of your heart, the prison of your emotions, sometimes the prison of your own homes or your own room. Thoughts. Take the key and they unlock the bars. They even fling the door open. And they walk away saying, go free. Are you willing to take that step outside and trust that they're not going to turn around and push you back and lock the door and tell you that you're wrong and hurt your feelings and disappoint you and deceive you? And God doesn't act like that with us. So when he says your prison doors are open and at last your soul is free, who can lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Yes, that's how he sees you. He sees you free. He sees you as his elect. He sees you as his called, his chosen. He sees you as his adored. He sees your worth. Toy with us, the enemy, that's the enemy's job. But he's walked with us through these hurts and through these pains and through these disappointments and through these broken areas in our lives. He's walked with us. He's directed us. He's moved some things around in our lives to help us to step on the right step. I have something a little silly. I think about Michael Jackson when he was singing about, I think it was Billie Jean, and every time he took a step, the floor would light up. So let's say the floor is lighting up, and then the blocks would shift, and he had to do the dance moves with his feet on the right blocks. And this is what I kind of liken it to. God is shifting blocks around just so you can stay on the right path. Because what should have killed you kept you. What should have taken you out carried you. Because he was with you. Because he was with you. Because he was with you. You prayed and you said, God, I can't do this by myself. I need some help. And God says, here I am. I've been with you all the time. I've walked with you through your tears. I've walked through you when the pain was so great you felt like giving up and throwing in a towel. I walk with you when you wanted to roll up your sleeves and put out your fists and stop fighting. I walk with you when they deceived you and bombarded you and terrorized you. When your mind wanted to collapse from so many overwhelming thoughts and misunderstandings and so much confusion and disappointment and grief and sadness and hurt and brokenness, that melancholy emotion, temperament. He's saying, now you've done all of that. Now it's time to do something new. It's time to rise up. Lift up your head. You have nothing to be ashamed of. And if you're around people that's pointing and accusing those, listen, this is what he told the children of Israel. He says, I'm not sending you to be with Esau's people. I've given them theirs. I'm not sending you to be with the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Anakites. I'm not sending you in the Horites. I'm not sending you to be around them. Not even so much long enough for your feet to fit in their land. You're just going to pass through. You want to pay your way and come on out of it. And you want to go to the land where I promised you, a land of joy, of sound mind, of peace. And you know what? You can't have it. If I can get it, you can get it. And you don't have to find it in nobody else. But God, trust him to bring you through. Trust him to bring you out. Trust that he is able to do everything that you need done to bring you to the point of total healness, wholeness, hopefulness, joyfulness, soundness, oneness, deliverance. Trust him. He wants to do it. He's been doing it. I know I used to be paralyzed by people because growing up in a household of what's supposed to be, I'm going to say 10, not just talking about siblings, of 10, you learn a lot before you go out into the world. You learn about gossiping. You learn about being deceived. You learn about being lied on. You learn about being beat for no reason. You learn about all of the punishments that come along. Then you also learn how to stick, how to stand, how to hold your head up. So in the midst of all of that, I learned early how not to trust people. I learned early how to be petrified when I get in crowds. I learned early not to say certain things to certain people because my trust was broken in my home growing up. So by the time I got out into the world, I'm not trusting nobody. Years and years and years and years can't have functional relationships. Can't have functional relationships. Can't function as an individual because you can't trust nobody. But you need people in your life. That's why God put us in this earth. So I'm going to turn this around back to the young man, and I told him that the scripture says that if you're going to be a if you want friends, you got to show yourself friendly. You can't just show yourself friendly with conditions. God would tell you, just like he told the children of Israel, I didn't tell you to stop there and make friends. I didn't tell you to stop there and make friends. I didn't tell you to stop in this land and make friends. I'm going to bring you all the way through this, and I'm going to give you everything that you need. Once you come out, now you already had everything you need while you were circling this mountain. I blessed you. I supplied your need. I've gifted you. I've talented you. I've prospered you. I raised you up. Now I'm getting you ready to come out. Because you can't stay there. You're going to have to pass among the liars and the deceivers and the jealousies and the haters. You're going to have to pass on through them. You can't stay stuck anymore. You're going to have to pass on through them. Lift up your head, O ye gate, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting door, and walk through the valley of the shadow of death. You won't have to fear no evil, he says, because I am with you. We can't trust God because we base him like people. We can't believe what God tells us because we can't believe what people tell us. Because of what people did, God can't be God in our lives. We limit him. Oh, well, I ain't going to get that promotion. Oh, I'm not going to be healed. I lived like that for a long time, thinking that I was trusting God. I trusted God as long as it was something that I can have control over. Yep, I'm being transparent. If it was something that I could bounce back from and I included God in it, then I was bouncing back. But I wasn't in control. God specializes in the impossible. So you think it's impossible to have a renewed mind? Try him. So you think it's impossible to pass through the valley of the shadow of death, of the haters, of the liars, of the deceivers, the backbiters, the ones that broke you and hurt you and jacked you up, and even your own self, being able to stand in that mirror, even if you don't stand there and give it no deep thought, pass by the mirror, but pass. Pass. You can't sit there in the window of your life just watching life pass you by saying, oh, that's nice. Oh, I wish I could do that. And you can. God is saying, look, he's going to move that window. And he's giving you the ability and the know-how and the unk to get out of there and be a part of what's passing you by. You cannot stay there any longer. You're going to pass by the Emites, the Akites, the Anakites, the Horites. You're going to pass through Zered, the valley. You're going to pass through Kedesh. You're going to pass through all of these places that represent I'm just going to say places that should be at war with you. And this is what he told them. He told Moses, he said, give the people, he said, give the people these orders. You are about to pass through the territory of your relatives, the descendants of Esau, who live in Seir. They would be afraid of you, but you be careful not to get comfortable. Don't provoke them to war, for I will not give you any of their land, not even enough for you to place your foot on. So that family member that hurt you, you about to pass through them. I shake on my side. I think about the testimony of Darwin Hobbs when the person that did those things to him as a child died. And he made a song, say, free from my past, free from those things that caused me to, look, not to live again. Now he can live. He was able to pass through it. We don't want to wait till they die. We want to pass on through them. Look, the word just told us they're going to be more afraid of you because now they don't have no power over you. You can't stay there. You can't stay in depression. You can't stay in loneliness and hurt and shyness and insecurities. You can't stay there. God said, I done been with you through all of that. Now I need to show you that I really am God, that you can go past your enemies, and I will be with you. I am parting the Red Sea. I'm not going to leave you standing there. He's going to give you what you need in your hand and in your mouth and in your mind and in your heart to cross over to the other side to receive the promise. But he's doing his part. Now we got to do ours. Can't stay there. Can't stay there. We can't. We can't stay there. We can't stay there. Will you declare that with me today? I won't stay there. I can't stay there. I have to come out. It's imperative that I come out. We've circled the issues in our lives long enough. They know us better than we know them. But God is saying, I've been with you through all of that. Now let me take you to all of this, my promise that I have for you. God bless you. Come on out from among them and be separated, saith the Lord. Be free, because whom the Son sets free, is free indeed. God bless you, and thank you so much for joining us at Life Transparency Radio. God bless.